It's 12:41. You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. Meng Su and Yameng Wang make up the two members of the Beijing guitar duo. And it's my pleasure to welcome them into the studios of KRWG. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
You started out, I think you met as students at the Central Conservatory in Beijing, both of you quite young, studying classical guitar with a famous professor, Shen Zhe. When did you start playing guitar? And tell us a little bit about the influence of this professor on both of you.
Well, I started...
So this is Meng Su.
Yeah, hi. I started at age 5 and a half. And that was because my mom's colleague, he taught back then guitar and violin. And he asked me which one I'd like to play. And I said guitar because I never heard of it before, anyone. So I wanted to be the special one, and then I spent like few years back home, and then I went to Beijing to study with the best professor in China, Professor Chen Zhi.
Of classical guitar?
Yes.
And Yameng, when did you get started?
I also got started at 5, that because my father, he was an amateur guitarist, so he just want me to play, and a little bit like he forced me to play at that time because I'm so young. But now I think I love to play.
So China has its own long traditions of plucked string instruments, the pipa and other instruments. When did guitar make its first entry into the music scene in China? It seems to me it would be relatively recent.
Yeah, I mean, a couple of years ago, it was forbidden. Like, I would say 30 years ago, it was forbidden instrument. And then...
Forbidden because it was Western?
Yeah, because it's romantic or something. And it's not that they want it. And then I think because the whole environment is... The country is opening to the world, so the guitar has become an okay instrument. And then the Professor Chen Zhi, he started the guitar department in the Central Conservatory, which is the best conservatory in China. And then now we have guitar departments in all 5 major conservatories.
So it's really taken off in the last 30 years.
Yes, yes.
Huh. And what's it like? You have to make a big leap, cultural leap, playing music for classical guitar. Even Westerners sometimes do, because so much of it comes out of Spain and Latin America. Mm-hmm. So how do you make that leap from just a very different musical tradition and cultural tradition?
Well, I think we used to listen to all kinds of music when we were little. And as Yameng said, her father was a guitar amateur. So he played all kinds of music. That's the amazing thing about guitar. You can play all kinds of music. We play Chinese music on it, and it fits really well, and Western music, not only Spanish, Brazilian, Italian, all kinds of Baroque, 19th century. Yeah, it fits very well.
We've had Manuel Barueco here in our studios. He performed in Las Cruces and in El Paso some years ago, and I know that you're both studying with him also. Did you come here together to study with him? Because you had been studying, you knew each other in Beijing. Yeah. So were you drawn together to study with him? And then tell us a little bit about what it's been like studying with him. And I know he was the one who brought you together or encouraged you to play as a duo.
That's right. Well, we came together in 2005, actually six. Yeah. Yeah. And it was all kinds of, I would say, an accident that we all... eventually came out. And back then the manager of Mr. Barueco, Oscar, he wrote many letters to my previous teacher and asked if we are interested to come out. And well, he said yes, but several years later he said, well, you two should go together. And then as the result, we two came out together. And
that was when I to start.
Yes,
to
well,
master,
at first.
And you to
Yeah, yeah. She finished her master's at Peabody, and I studied undergraduate.
Yeah.
Okay, so, right, so you were coming in sort of at different levels in terms of degrees, yeah, but you came at the same time. Wow, so Manuel Barueco actually was trying to get you here when you were still in China.
Yeah. Apparently he had heard Yamon's CD back then, and he saw the potential, I guess. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you have some stories about him as a teacher and studying with him, what that's been like and how it's different maybe from your professor in China?
Well, he's he always tells us to sing, and it's never good enough for him, you know, in lessons.
Actually to sing vocally, or that your instrument should sing?
Sometimes literally sing out loud, but he meant sing with the guitar and sing with the melody and all the music. And yeah, but back then, my old teacher, he's very strict with practicing, so he leaves you all kinds of homework, and you would go home and practice according to the list. And with Mr. Barueco, he's free. He's not. He doesn't care much about the technique part, how you practice. He's focused on the music, and technique is part of the music, right?
But the
practice part is up to you. You would practice.
So let me ask each of you, how much do you practice each day alone, and then how much do you need to work together for your concerts as a duo? And I know in your concerts, you play both separately and together. Yaming, let's start with you.
Separately, I play 3 to 4 hours every day, and we get together like twice a week.
Yeah. We used to practice much more when we were young for the audition of the college. And
like 8 hours back
then. Wow, 8 hours a day you would be practicing, like in China?
Yeah, that was,
in China. How do you have time to do anything else?
We don't.
It's all guitar. Wow, that's a lot of practicing. And how do you choose what you're going to play at a concert? And I will interject right now that I'm speaking with the Beijing Guitar Duo, and tonight they'll be performing at 8 o'clock at the Atkinson Recital Hall as part of the NMSU Cultural Series. So when you sit down to make a program, let's say for tonight's concert.
Mm-hmm. Well, in concert, we try to bring every aspect of us that we can play various kinds of music. So tonight we're going to play, start with the Bach Busoni Chaconne. It's a romantic version of the famous Chaconne, and then
the Chaconne that originally for solo violin, but
that's right,
performed often now on, and then on piano. Busoni actually made it for piano, and now you'll be performing it on guitar.
Yeah, and then the 20th century. Well, tonight's program is all basically 20th century music, and then we'll play by Italian composer Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco. This piece is called Sonatina Canonica. It's also on two guitars, and then I'll play a solo piece, as you said, because before we came, we were mainly soloists. Mm-hmm. We had strong ability as soloists. But as we came here, Mr. Barueco, he said, you two play beautifully together. You should continue that as a career. So now we're playing solo pieces in our duo concert. Before, we used to play duo pieces in our solo concert. And so tonight I'll play a chorale by Sergio Assad, the famous Brazilian composer guitarist. And that's the first half. And Yaman will play a Chinese piece written by a non-Chinese composer. And then we'll finish with two Brazilian suites.
Huh. Tell us about the Chinese piece written by a non-Chinese composer, Yaman.
That piece was dedicated to my previous teacher, Professor Chen Zhi. Yeah, when he saw me play for him.
It was in Italy, right?
In German, that time. After that, he wrote this piece.
And who's the composer?
Carlo Domenicali.
Huh.
Yeah. It's a very interesting piece. You wouldn't think it's a non-Chinese composer.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Sergio Assad. You just mentioned him a moment ago, Meng Su. Your debut CD, Maracaipe, is named for a piece that he wrote for both of you. He is, as you said, a very famous guitarist and also a member of a duo with his brother. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about his music and maybe specifically about Aquarelle, which you're going to be performing, and also the piece that was written for you.
Well, Sergio and the Assad duo, they have always been our, you know, idol in duo playing. They're so together and they're so connected, and they play beautifully. But most importantly, Sergio is a wonderful composer, we think, and he had written many, many beautiful music, including the one that I'll be performing tonight. Aquarelle is a very technically challenged and also musically challenged piece. It's very complex layers of feelings and he
named it. It means watercolor.
Watercolor.
That was his inspiration. Was the colors of a watercolor painting.
Yeah. And the Malagaipi, he wrote that for us actually. Mm-hmm. And Malagaipi is a name of the beach in Brazil. He went on vacation to that beach and was inspired. So this piece is a very interesting piece. The second part, especially called Crab Walk. Every time we play it, the audience laughs. It's a wonderful piece to play.
Yameng, you also have on this CD a sonata by Sergio Assad, if you want to say a few words about it.
That piece is the most difficult piece to me, the solo piece. The second movement, they have two lines on score, so I had to play two
reading two staffs.
Yeah, like two people play like that. So it's very beautiful piece. I like it very much.
But technically very challenging.
Yeah, technically very, very hard.
You had the opportunity to perform, I think, with Manuel Barueco.
That's right.
Was that recently?
Well, we've been doing that.
For a while. So what's that like for you to be there with your teacher?
Well, that's an honor, to be honest, and very good experience. Because we used to play quartet music, and we play duo solo. We never played trio. It's more or less the same as the other ensemble thing, but with Manuel, it's great. It's a great feeling. And
is there a shift though when you're students of a music professor? There's a certain role that you play as the student, they play as the professor, and then when you're on stage performing together, suddenly it's a little bit different, because if you're playing in a trio, then you're all musicians there together. So I'm just curious if you. If there's questions of interpretation or the music, do you go with his?
Oh, you always listen to him. No. We play our parts separately together. We rehearse that a lot. And he's in charge of the big direction, you know, like what do we play here, what do we play there. But we take care of our own parts.
Individually, of course, before you actually get to rehearse with him. Take us back to your childhood in China. You're from a city, is it Qingdao?
Qingdao. Yes.
And this is not that well-known a city in the United States, but it's a large one, several million people, I think I read.
It's a middle city. It's not very large, only with 8 million. But it's a very nice city to live. It's a coastal city with very good seafood and beer. It's famous for the beer.
How often do you go back?
Twice a year.
Twice a year you're able to go back.
Yeah.
And Beijing, did you name yourselves the Beijing Guitar Duo because of your studying at the Central Conservatory?
Yeah, we both went to Beijing to study in a fairly young age. Like me, it was 9 and she was 10, I believe.
How far away is it from Qingdao?
Oh, well, it's interesting because before, if you took the train, it'll take you 16 hours.
16 hours.
One way.
And you were 9 and 10 respectively. So how long would you not see your families?
Well, the parents came with us. They took us to Beijing.
No, I understand. But then did they leave you there and go back to their...
Well, she, yeah.
Yeah, I went to Beijing every week.
We get on the train on Friday night and then get there Saturday morning, take the lesson and go back the same night.
Oh gosh, 16 hours.
Yeah.
Each way. Yeah. Wow. Could you practice on the trains? That's a lot of traveling. Yeah. I can't imagine 32 hours in the course of a weekend.
Well, I should also mention that now, since we have the high-speed train and everything, it only takes five hours.
Uh-huh.
Much easier.
Yeah.
So that's a big change. We've just got a minute and a half left. Tell me quickly about your guitars. Do you play a smaller classical music guitar, or are they made in China? I'm just curious what the instruments.
These two guitars, they were born at the same time in Germany, and we actually had to fly there to get them. Yeah, because they're very valuable and very easy to crack. These are very good guitars, and nowadays Manuel plays them, Dave Russell plays them, all the big names, they are playing that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And what's the guitar maker?
Matthias Dahmen.
Huh. Okay. We've been talking to Meng Su and Yameng Wang, members of the Beijing Guitar Duo. Thank you so much, students of Manuel Barueco, and before that, Professor Chen Zhe in Beijing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks to Carrie Ault for bringing them in as well, and for all the guitar concerts this year.